This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Americans are still learning about the new Republican candidate for vice president, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. If there's one thing Ryan adds to the race, it's a strong contrast with Democrats on issues of wealth and taxation. With an unusually large number of both very rich and very poor people, it's a choice that will affect the pocketbooks of many New Yorkers. WNYC's Ilya Meritz is with me now to discuss. The Obama campaign says Ryan's and Romney's policies favor the rich over the poor. If New Yorkers were to vote purely on the basis of their own economic self-interest, which ticket would they vote for?
Well, first, we have to start with a caveat. In 2008, a majority of high earners actually voted for then-candidate Obama, even though he said he would raise their taxes. So people don't really vote based purely on their own wallet or economic self-interest. Having said that, very rich New Yorkers, like wealthy people around the country, would benefit both from the Romney plan and from the various plans that Paul Ryan has proposed over the years. They both cut taxes for top earners significantly. And poor New Yorkers would be harmed by both men's tax plans, probably more so by Ryan's, which would cut, for example, the earned income tax credit and the child care tax credit. Romney hasn't said where he stands on those. I should be clear that Paul Ryan now says he supports Romney's plan. He's on Romney's ticket. The place where this gets interesting is for middle-income people, specifically the upper end of the middle. We all know a buck does not go as far in New York as it does in other places.
Right. $1 million might get you a studio in Midtown with a bathroom in the kitchen.
A great example. Housing costs are high here, much higher than in other parts of the country. So even though your home may not be big, your mortgage probably is if you live in New York. And that means you get a big tax write-off through the mortgage interest deduction. That would disappear under Paul Ryan's plan. While we don't know exactly what Governor Romney would do, I talked with Robertson Williams of the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. He pointed out that the same principle applies when it comes to itemized deductions on your tax returns. Again, high earners in New York get a larger than average benefit. Why? Because we're a high tax state. So if you have a doctor's income or a lawyer's income, you pay a lot in local taxes, but you also get to itemize those taxes paid in your federal tax return. That perk, too, would disappear under Ryan's plan, and it's conceivable, maybe even likely, that it would disappear under Romney's plan. Again, he hasn't said. So while Ryan and Romney would cut top tax rates, they'd also eliminate some popular benefits, and it's just hard to say how the well-off but not really very rich would fare.
Paul Ryan is known as a tax cutter and a foe of deductions, loopholes, and earmarks. Does he have many friends on Wall Street?
I spent a few hours yesterday and today in the Financial District around Zuccotti Park and around the Stock Exchange talking with people about this. And I asked those who identified themselves as working in finance to say really how Ryan changes the race and how they judge the race today. Here's energy analyst John Barroso and a man who gave his name only as Joe.
His conservative values are not in line with my own, and his financial policy will only destroy the middle class in this country.
I've seen enough of this administration, and I'm ready for some new change. So my vote's going to be going towards Romney.
So my sample was small, and most people on Wall Street won't talk about politics with reporters at all, it has to be said. But here's something interesting. Finance people are aware of who Paul Ryan is. They already knew who he was. Joe, who you heard second in that clip, said he's known about Ryan for some time because conservative CNBC host Larry Kudlow talks about him a lot on his show. By my count, Paul Ryan was on the Kudlow Report 10 times since 2009. I should also add that Paul Ryan wasn't exactly the name on everybody's lips. More typical was a man who gave his name as Nick, who works in technology at a major bank.
So who's he going to pick? It's a clone of himself. Wow. I'll go to sleep and wake up the day before the election is so I can vote.
That's a bit of a reality check for us. WNYC's Ilya Meritz, thank you very much.
Thanks, Amy.